This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado has recorded 3 new measles cases, bringing the total for the year to 36, far more than other recent years. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
One was in a Weld County resident, a school-aged child who had not received the measles, mumps, and rubella, or MMR vaccine. The county and state health departments say they developed measles symptoms after traveling to an area of another state where there is an ongoing measles outbreak. The agencies say there are no known public exposure locations associated with the case. 2 new cases have been confirmed in Montezuma County residents. They are unvaccinated household contacts of a previously confirmed case. Both have been in quarantine during their infectious period, so there are no known public exposure locations associated with the cases. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Newly obtained documents show for the first time the confusion and underfunding at the state public health lab. The lab, run by the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment, has lost certifications because of data manipulation by a chemist. Private labs are doing food and water testing now. The lab's former director, Emily Travanti, was fired last month. She told CPR News that the data manipulation problems are rooted in a lack of resources.
The lab has been chronically understaffed and underfunded. They're doing the best that they can with the resources they have available.
Travanti told CPR News that she tried to warn CDPHE leadership for years that the lab needed new equipment and more staff. This is CPR News. It's 7:06.